Ladies and gentlemen, the future podcast host, Donata Odhiambo. I don't have sound effects. I'm back. My friend told me not to sing the Yes, Guess Who's Back. But I'm not going to sing it. What the fuck? This is my podcast. Guess Who's Back Again. Guess Who's Back Again. Whew. 3 weeks later, imagine. So I didn't record for like 3 weeks, and I can't. Is it three or two? I don't really remember, but I'm still on why I keep on getting lost and then coming back. But here's the good thing: I came back. It's not like I went and I went forever. So we still have hopes for these things. Never leave something. Don't give up something. You know what? We're not going to do motivation today. Not today. So, can I tell you something? Let me just get this out of my mind so that I have an amazing podcast today. I was from getting breakfast and then someone just said hi to me and he was cute. So my regret is, yes, I said hi back, but I didn't say you're cute or blah, 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 because I think the dude was looking for a parking slot. So here's my thing. Now in my head, I'm like, why didn't I ask him if he was looking for somewhere to park? So from there, I think the conversation would like prolong. You know what I mean? You ho. But then again, it's fine. Maybe we will meet him next time. I have this habit where I like telling people they're cute, and I love it when they get shy, especially men. I love it when they get shy and they kind of think now you want them, blah blah blah. I love a man who feel appreciated. I love it when I see men feeling appreciated. And we'll get him next time. I have to. Why am I so happy, guys? You should see my smile, guys. I think I've been single for so long, like 2 weeks. Jokes aside, but yeah. So where was I the 3 weeks that I was gone? No, I have no excuse and I can't even say where I was, but last week I planned to, but then again, I had to fix some things, so I didn't get time to like sit and record a podcast. Am I making an excuse? Is that an excuse? It's not, right? But yeah, I'm back anyway. I'm back. Let's do this. Maybe we can do today one and the other one after 3 weeks again. I play so much. I just checked my analytics and I'm now seeing I have okay. I now have Argentina. Hola. No, I wanted to say how are you, but I think I'm going to mess up. So I'm not going to say how are you in Spanish. But I can't relate with Argentina because me and Messi, we share a birthday. Which is on 24th of June. So Argentinians are my people. We can relate. I also see people age group of 28 to 34 now listening to me, and I'm like, thank you guys, thank you so much. But all jokes aside, thank you so much guys for listening to the Future Podcast. And I'm so grateful, but I'm really trying to keep the consistency because I love this shit. I love doing this thing. I love just sitting on my bed and just talking to myself and talking to you. It's amazing how this I get these countries every time, and I'm like, all these people are listening to me and I'm here not recording. Why the fuck am I not recording? I should record. But then again, it's not a forced thing for me, because I need to be in the right state. Like I said, I need to get some things out of my mind, because if I pile things up, I will not do a great job. Have I even been doing a great job? No, seriously, I love doing this thing. And yeah, so the last episode I did was Toxic Habit, and it did an amazing job. Luckily now I don't have a problem with editing. My tongue is heavy this morning. I don't know, because of the breakfast or because of the person I saw. Okay, that's out. Let's introduce this podcast, if I still even remember how to do my podcast intro. Hi guys, welcome to the Future Podcast, and I'm your host, Donata Odhiambo. Karibuni sana. I usually forget to tell people my IG handle, so here it is. If you want to see the face behind this audio, at Donata_continues on Instagram. I have my link tree on my Instagram page, so you can listen to other audios on other platforms. But thanks once again. Today is on the 29th of September. Today's on 29th of September, and it's on a Wednesday. Okay, welcome back, Donata. So, should we talk about our friends? Can you talk about friends? I did an episode about friendship, but then again, the audio was so messed up, but it was a nice episode. I don't want to redo that, but yeah. It was, what's the name of the episode? It's about friendship versus cult. I talk about, I don't know why I said cult, but yeah. I talk about friends, and also, how do I call it? Okay, let me use the original term, the fandom. I mean, a fandom where it's an amazing friendship. So, that was a messed up episode, but it was an amazing episode, I'll say. Today, let's talk about friends that we should never take for granted. So, that one friend that you should never take granted is the one that never fails to show up for important life events. I don't think I've had any important life event yet. I don't think. But I know... Not yet. I'm really trying to think about any important life event that I've had, but no, I've not had anyone. I've not been a space where this is a great achievement, so I needed my friend to like celebrate or just showing up for me. Not yet, guys. But I believe it will happen, and I know a couple of people that will show up. I know that I know some of my friends that will show up. The other one that you should never take granted for is the one that you feel more comfortable speaking to without fear of judgment. I have such friends. In some cases where I know they're going to judge me, but I will understand their side of understanding of what we're going to talk about. But I know the judgment are coming from a good place. I understand, and if they were in my shoes, they would have done the same thing. So it's a good judgment that comes from a good place or a good heart. Those are the best ones where you just being yourself and you talk about anything and everything. I wish everyone had friends like that. The other thing is, I don't know why people think having friends at this era, it's like a burden, or not a burden. It feels like it's a fucking annoying thing to have in friends. Oh, they did this to me, and most of it come from trust issues where. How do I say it? People don't appreciate you, or people think you're not a good friend, blah, blah, blah. I've talked about friends before, and if you don't show up, you're not a good friend. If you don't show up and they don't, I think the main issue with people not wanting friends in this day and age is because of lack of communication. Communication is key when it comes to friendship, and I feel like people who like guys are so fake. I don't want to have guys as my friends. I know how that feels, but I think the main issue with that is communication. So communicate. The other one you should never take for granted will be that one that stuck by you, that one friend that will be there for you, that one friend that, which car we taking, that one friend that, so at what time, that one friend that will text you every day, not necessarily every day, but they will make sure you're okay, the one that stuck by you. You know what's in my head now is like, imagine getting a partner, let me not say a boyfriend, imagine getting a partner with all these qualities up to now. Oh gee, that's an amazing experience. That will be, I don't want to say a match made in heaven, but it is, that's a cliche, but yeah, imagine getting one person with all these different characteristics. It's so amazing. The other one will be the one that radiates positive energy wherever they go. That one hype one. That one person that will push you to do crazy things. I have such a friend. She's not a hyped one, but she'll be the one that will send me, yo, they're doing this casting, just go and audition for this, blah, blah, blah. The one that know what you like, and they will be there to like support you, the cheerleaders. Those are the best, especially when you feel like you don't fit or you're not qualified to be in such an area, and you have someone like them just telling you, you know what, just go and do it. I'll be here whether you are, whether you fail or whether you win, it will be here. So the positive energy ones are the best. We need such people in our life. And the one that can make you laugh. Oh, trust me, I love a good laugh. I love, I think all my friends, we have different inside joke. The inside joke hits different, especially when I'm in public. They are the best. I love a friendship with inside jokes. I have a friend that I don't need to like tap her to see something or tap her to notice something. The type of friend that they don't need signal to look at something. They will see it with you. Yeah, that type of laughter after, it's crazy. Pick us from the ground. This is another one that pushes you to do better. This one also, these ones are the type of positive energy friends. Those ones keep them. The ones that keep you pushing. I will miss recording a podcast in like 2 weeks, and everyone's like, why are we not having a podcast? What's wrong with you? What's going on? Explain to me how the podcast is supposed to be. Do you have like a season, or you just take a break, or what's going on? Why are we not having an episode on the future? And sometimes I've said this before, I even get strangers from because I kind of promote my audios to different groups that I'm in on WhatsApp, and then I think people notice that if they don't get a link, then there's no an episode. So they will come to my inbox and like, yo, why are we not having an episode, blah blah, and they're like, okay, it's not only my friends that listen to me, it's also strangers listen to me, and it's amazing. Thank you, anyone who is not from Kenya. Thank you so much for listening to the Future Podcast. And the ones that are willing to lend you a hand. Ooh, I have this one. And I'm so grateful because, I'll say this, I keep friends that I know I will benefit from them, or I know, because for me, giving up for me, it's like an easy job for me. I will give up in a heartbeat. It's so, how do I say it? It's so easy for me to give up. But when I have people that will be, okay, why are you not doing this? Should I like give you topics? Should I like come and shoot the video for you? Should I like what do you want me to do? You know, the type of people that will ask the help you need. And I'm not saying I'm the only one who needs the help. They also need help, and I'll always be there. I will always be there. I always say this, you don't owe me anything if I did you a favor. You don't owe me anything, because most of the time I want to help, but with some circumstances I can't. So if I get a chance to help, please, you don't owe me anything. So I'm going to leave it at that point. I'm like almost 30 minutes in, but yeah. I'm back now. I'm back means awesome. I've been watching so much Run BTS lately. So how do I end this one? How do you usually end this thing? Let me see if I'm going to get my guy again. Maybe this time he's coming to get lunch. I'm just a flirtatious person, I need to admit that. Thank you so much, Argentina. Thank you so much. How do I say thank you in Spanish? I can't remember. I don't know why I can speak 7 languages and Spanish is not one of them. Why? That's it for the Future Podcast. You have been with me, Donata Odhiambo, and I'm out. Kamsahamnida. Thank you so much. Asante sana. Shukran. Okay. I'm out.